For the first time, the Secretary of State will send voter registration forms to hundreds of thousands of Ohioans who were removed from the rolls for not voting or updating their addresses with county boards of elections. And while it's not expected many of those will be filled out and returned, one voting rights group says it's a positive move. Secretary of State Frank LaRose says it's likely the 270,000 people who are getting those registration forms are either dead or have moved. They have already gotten final notices from county boards of elections that they're being taken off the rolls after 6 years of non-voting and not updating their addresses, a process that was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court last year, but one LaRose wants to change.
This hopefully will be the last time that old supplemental process was carried out. What my office is trying to do is just create one more opportunity for people to register if they have been removed through that supplemental process.
The process of removing inactive voters during voter roll maintenance, which some call purging, was resumed after the November election. Jen Miller from the League of Women Voters of Ohio likes the idea of sending out the registration forms, saying some people who were sent final notices by now Lieutenant Governor John Husted that their registrations would be deleted might not realize it's happened.
The notices from former Secretary of State Husted were confusing and easy to miss. And so it is possible that there are individuals who received those and just didn't understand what was at stake. And so we do think this extra process is positive.
LaRose's office says it'll cost up to $75,000 to send the forms, though voters can register and update registrations online. But Miller says the extra step is important. LaRose says he's working with lawmakers to come up with new ways to update the voter rolls with current addresses every time a voter does business with the state. For instance, when they pay state taxes, get state benefits, or even apply for fishing licenses. As of last year, addresses are being updated when voters renew their driver's licenses and tags. Miller is also hoping the state will consider automatic voter registration, though that has come up before and gone nowhere. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.